All right, it's time for a setting the bar story.
It's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting absolutely so angry at the fast food worker who's trying to give you a deal on your breakfast, you're doing okay.
Why are we angry that we're getting a deal?
Yeah, Howard, who is the fast food worker, is like, how anybody is so angry at 9 o'clock in the morning is beyond me. But this guy in Cleveland, he ordered breakfast, right?
Uh-huh.
Drive-thru, sausage biscuit, hash browns, 2 sausage, egg, and cheese croissants. Order came to about $8, which
sounds delicious and affordable.
He was like, that needs to be about 11.
He's arguing to pay more?
Yeah, because apparently that's his order, and he knows how much it should be, and it needs to be about $11.
At this point, his reaction should be, oh, great. And just count your blessings that you don't have to pay as much this time.
Well, if that was the case, we wouldn't have a setting the bar story. What he instead did was, after the drive-thru worker, explained that they were running a deal.
It's a promotion. Your lucky day.
The guy started yelling, swearing, eventually sped off, came back, and pointed a gun at him.
What is happening?
Here's Howard.
He ordered like 2 sausage, egg, and cheese croissants and a sausage biscuit and hash brown. The order came up to $8, and he actually thought he was like, my order can't be right. It should be like $11. And I'm like trying to explain to him that we had a promotion going on. And, like, it's cheaper. He started cussing and getting all loud. And I was like, well, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I don't know why you want to pay more money. The whole time, I was just like, well, if you're going to do it. Like, you, I'm not about to run. You don't scare me or anything like that. Just do what you got to do. And
yeah, I mean, like, that's what the drive-thru worker was saying as he came back and kind of pointed the gun at him through the drive-thru window.
He's the hero we didn't know we needed.
He just was kept blurting out racial slurs. Like, what if he did shoot me and kill me? And, you know, I have 10 kids. I'd have been leaving all my kids, like, everything. That's just, I don't know why people are so angry out here at 9 o'clock in the morning.
That is right. Oh, I don't know why.
Can we dissect why he has that many kids?
Maybe he doesn't know how it works.
10 kids?
Maybe he doesn't know how it works.
Wow.
But yeah. I mean,
he's right, though. He had very valid points. Like, why are you angry that you're saving money in this economy?
Why people are so angry out here at 9 o'clock in the morning?
That's a very valid question.
There's no reason to be that angry at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Especially, I could understand a little bit more. I mean, it's never a good answer to be that angry about fast food or anything for that matter. But if it were more than what he was normally expecting, then I can almost see where he might be a little bent out of shape. But he's saving money.
Yeah. So again,
he's
that's why
money.
This
why
is a setting the bar story. We're happy Howard's okay.
Yes.
Him and his 10 kids are going to be fine. That is your setting the bar story. So, yeah, just go through today. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting angry that you got a deal.
Yes.
Then you're doing okay.
Also, just try not to be angry even if you have to pay a little bit more for your favorite regular order. Let's just try to just take a breath.
Take a pill.
Take some deep breaths.
Yep.
Let's blow it out.
It'll be fine.
It's okay. Everything's going to be fine.
That's your setting the bar story.